This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
And of course, Bernie Sanders had his big town hall meeting last night. The Mueller report will be released on Thursday, and Governor Chris Christie will be with me Thursday night. And you, hopefully, at the Scottish Rite. And the other question of the day today is whether or not the Phillies will beat the Mets, because we're live at Citizens Bank Park. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. Thanks for being part of it. We appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210 is our number. And on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So, Bernie Sanders' big night last night on Fox News. And a lot of people wondering, why is Fox News giving him an audience? Why is Fox News doing this? Now, president tweeted out, he didn't understand why Brett Barr had him on. He really didn't get it. See, I'm of the opinion that the more you expose these people and you give the truth about what they stand for, the less likely people are to really believe it. When you take the pie-in-the-sky fantasy and you put it into reality and you start breaking down and asking the questions, it becomes really tough. What do you do? It becomes really difficult for people to then still believe it, if they want to believe it. And that's really the problem here, you know, because Bernie Sanders' plan doesn't add up, and he knows that. By the way, with the fire yesterday at the Cathedral of Notre Dame, they're launching an investigation into this. And I don't know who did it, if anyone did it, if it was an accident. I don't know. But did you notice something, which is that I mentioned to you on Friday of last week that they sentenced a woman who was plotting to blow up the Cathedral of Notre Dame. They sentenced her on Friday. And Bill Donahue from the Catholic League was on last night with Brett Barr, I think. No, Neil Cavuto. And he started to question, because Catholic churches in France have been vandalized. And actually across Europe, there have been Catholic churches vandalized. And he also shut him down. You know, you don't speculate, just like Shep Smith. No speculation. No, you're not allowed to do it. One of the other questions that somebody had was, could this be an inside job? Like, could this be somebody who, it doesn't necessarily have to be terrorism for it to be man-made. I mean, it could also be like the old, insurance lightning, as they call it. Who knows? I don't know. But what I do find very interesting is that the police in France have launched a criminal probe. I find that to be very interesting. Could it have been saved? Notre Dame fire alarm went off 23 minutes before staff found the blaze raging out of control. The raging inferno, which destroyed the 850-year church, Gothic roof, and iconic spire, was only found after the second fire alarm was sounded. Staff of the cathedral took 23 minutes to find the raging inferno, which destroyed the iconic landmark. Paris prosecutor Remy Heitz said that the workers weren't able to find the rampaging fire after an alarm sounded at 6:20 p.m. yesterday. It was only until a second alert started at 6:43 p.m. that the catastrophic blaze was discovered on the Gothic roof. As the flames were finally extinguished, after 8 hours of destruction, prosecutors in Paris began a criminal investigation into the cause of the raging inferno. Public prosecutor Heitz said the fire was likely to have been the result of an accident, and there was no sign that it was deliberately started. Quote, "We are favoring the theory of an accident," adding that 50 people were working on a long and complex probe into what caused the blaze. He said they'll be interviewing workers from five companies that have been hired to work on the renovations to the cathedral's roof, which was where the fire is thought to have started. That comes, of course, as the French president has vowed to restore the landmark. And a lot of money's pouring in from people around the world to try to rebuild it and save it. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting that they've launched a criminal probe. And I wanted to share that information with you. I can't speculate, of course. Nobody knows what that means. And we'll get yelled at if we speculate. But usually the police launch criminal probes when they have a reason to believe that somebody acted nefariously. Right? I mean, typically. But again, it's the French, so I don't know how that works. They probably launch criminal probes in a missing cheese, so I have no idea really what they do. I don't know. But again, can't speculate. No speculation. All right? Very good. 855-839-1210. I mean, you can speculate all you want. I don't care. It's just that I get lectured if I speculate. I just, all I did yesterday was tell you that there were a lot of things in Paris that made Parisians worried because there had been ISIS plots that had been stopped and there had been attacks on other churches in France. That's all. I mean, you know, you read that. The fact they've launched a criminal probe, you read that into how you want to read that. Could be nothing. It could be something more. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So last night, big burn. Bernie Sanders was feeling the burn in his town hall meeting last night. And, of course, when that happens, everybody wants to know. Oh, before I do that, actually, though, why don't we play this? This is Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee. Speaking of Notre Dame, goes on Hardball last night, and you're never going to believe. Uses the moment to attack. Well, I mean, you know, guess, obviously, what he does here. You're never going to believe it. You're never going to believe what MSNBC and Hardball do. Using as Notre Dame is burning. It's an inferno. Hardball is on at about 7 o'clock, so it's in the middle of burning, and the world is thinking of this. Here comes a Democrat congressman, and Chris Matthews, of course, to politicize it as only they can. Cut 7.
I think there's a case for obstruction. There's a case for a monuments violation. I filed articles last year. I haven't brought them up this year, but we're getting so far along in seeing what this president's done and what he's done to the Constitution, what he's done to the people's respect for our government. What he has done to the Constitution and the rule of law is as bad as that fire did to Notre Dame. He's torching the entire structure of government and the people's respect for it, and the Congress needs to act.
Got that? It's as bad as Notre Dame. But that's not politicizing anything, right? Okay, so Bernie had his big town hall last night. Did you watch it? If you did, what'd you think? Now, how's all this going to work with Bernie Sanders and the attacks on him from now the left? It's amazing, right? So Bernie made a lot of money, and he had to defend that because he's now a millionaire, or he was a millionaire. He lost a couple hundred grand. I don't know what he did with it, but he was asked about this and this book that he wrote, and last night in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is going to be a very, very important state. It'll decide the presidency again. So let's start with cut 14.
You know, when you wrote the book and you made the money,
yeah,
isn't that the definition of capitalism, the American dream?
No.
No.
I mean, you know, what we want is a country where everybody has opportunity. You know, I have a
everybody
college
can
degree.
Write a book.
Like, I'm a United States senator. But a lot of people don't have a college degree. A lot of people are not United States senators. I want everybody in this country to be able to have health care, to have education, to when they turn on the water, have drinkable water, not toxic water. So what we are fighting for, Brett, is a society not where just a few people can make a whole lot of money, but a society where everybody in this country has the opportunity to live in security and dignity.
You want to write a book? Write a friggin' book. And by the way, he was about to say, my second book was a disaster. Nobody bought it. It's in the bargain bin. Still in the bargain bin. It was a disaster, Brett. I want to live in a country where everybody can self-publish. We can do that. The government will pay for it. Why not have government pay for books? That seems to make sense to me. That's equality. So the government should sponsor books for everybody. So every American can have their own novel published or their own book. And we'll have a giant book bureau. And it'll be free. It'll be free books for everybody. That's the other thing, too, is we don't want to make – some people can't afford to buy a book, so the books will be free. So the government will pay you to write, publish the book, and then the books will be free. That's Bernie Sanders' system.
Until every person can write a crappy book like I did. We'll make sure there's book equality for all.
Then, of course, it is the very definition of capitalism because people bought that book and Bernie sold it. He didn't give it away. Did Bernie give it away? I mean, last time I checked, it wasn't.
Here you go. Here, books, everybody. This is free for everybody. Who wants it?
No.
No. Translated in five languages, which means he sold it in five languages, too. That's five languages he made money in. So he's a capitalist in English, Spanish, Russian, German, Portuguese, whatever the hell it was. He's a millionaire in all those languages, too. Because he didn't give it away to the Chinese.
The Chinese wanted it for free. I said, no way in hell, because my second book is a disaster. I got to make some money. I got four houses here. Times are tough.
Then he, of course, now, because he's a capitalist, he had to explain that he's going to pay his fair share. He's got a wealth tax proposal, and that would mean people like him would pay more money. Cut 12.
I'm asking you about the wealthy and how much higher you would make it. You said agree with 70%. What would your number be?
In the campaign in 2016, we talked about 52%.
All right, so 52%. So would you be willing to pay 52% on the money that you made?
Awesome.
You can volunteer. You can send a check.
You can volunteer, too. We have a...
But you suggested, everybody in your bracket should do.
And Martha, why don't you give? You make more money than I do.
Well,
I didn't
suggest a wealth tax.
And she's not running for president.
All right,
then we're going to fight for a wealth tax. And we're going to demand that we end the absurdity where major corporation after major corporation...
Martha, let's wrestle. The loser gives more money. We're going to fight, Barker, me and you.
Families like the Koch brothers.
The Koch brothers, I knew they were going to bring them up.
In savings. That is absurd. Trump wants to repeal the entire estate tax. Huge tax breaks for billionaires. You got another
billionaires.
Question?
Billionaires.
We have many questions.
Here's my question. Who wants to wrestle Bernie for who has to pay more in taxes?
The audience has a ton of questions, too.
All right.
Martha?
All right. So, here, I'll fight you, Martha. Me and you. Let me take you on. You're a babe. Did anybody ever tell you that, Martha? You, because my wife's going to be in prison soon. Because she's a crook.
Allegedly. She's allegedly. But Bernie's rooting for that. That's for damn sure. You know that he is, without a doubt. All right, so then he was asked a question about his charitable giving. How much money did he give? Did he give a lot to charity? I mean, all these downtrodden people. Why did Bernie save them with all the money he made now that he's a big-time millionaire? And this is the question that was asked of him last night during the town hall, and why he didn't give more money to charity. Cut 11.
Your taxes do show that you're a millionaire. You did make a million in 2016, 2017. You're right, the 561 in 2018. But your Marshall,
I blew it on the ponies.
26% because of President Trump's tax cuts. So why not say, I'm leading this revolution. I'm not going to take those.
Because I need money, you dumbass.
I pay the taxes that I owe. And by the way, why don't you get Donald Trump up here and ask him how much he pays?
Let me dodge and deflect. Let me dodge right now. I'm going to name a bunch of names for you to cheer, and hopefully you'll forget the question.
You're doing that.
Well, we'd love to have you.
We'll
get him up here. And the president, I guess the president watches your network a little bit, right? Hey, President Trump, my wife and I just released 10 years. Please do the same. Let the American people know.
All right, this is a dodge. I'm dodging.
But
I think it's working.
Wrap that up. You do spend a lot of time vilifying millionaires.
No, I don't vilify. The fact that I think people who are doing phenomenally well right now, as you know, for 40 years we have seen a shrinking middle class. We've got 40 million people living in poverty. And today, just so happens that the very wealthy are doing incredibly wealthy. It's not vilifying to say that people have a whole lot of money, in some cases billions of dollars of wealth. They should pay their fair share of taxes.
Right. Well,
that's not vilifying.
Last question on this. A lot of millionaires and billionaires give a ton to charity. You gave 3.4%.
Yeah. My wife and I do give money to charity. All right?
I'm a cheapskate.
What we did. There are others. You're quite right.
Everybody knows I'm a cheapskate.
Do a phenomenal job. We do what we do.
Listen, I didn't want to do 3.4%. I'm cheap. Everybody knows I'm cheap. But my wife, who's going to go to prison, she said, give a little more. Give a little more. Maybe the judge will be easy on me if I am found guilty. So I gave a little more. I'm a cheapskate. Between you and me, I'd give nothing if I could. But I had to give something. I don't want to give any of my money away. I need all of it. Listen, I got four houses. I got staff. I got a huge, huge addiction to the ponies. Nobody knows about this.
So now that he's said all these things, he's a cheapskate and he's a capitalist. The left unleashed on him last night. And after the news, I'll play that cut for you. They even called him the W word, white. They even called the worst thing you can be called in the Democratic Party is white, old white guy. And that's exactly what they called Bernie Sanders after his town hall meeting when he let the world know he's a cheap capitalist millionaire. Oh, yes. 855-839-1210. The Zioli Show. live from Citizens Bank Park today. Big announcement that the city will host the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in 2026. And the Phillies are taking on the Mets tonight. So it's a great night to be at the ballpark. Beautiful night. We are live at the NovaCare broadcast booth. And a lot of Phillies legends were in town today. It was very cool. Dawn was down there. She took some cool videos. She's tweeting them out, putting them on Facebook.
Well, you know what is weird? I tweeted them out, you know, today at 2, and for some reason they didn't go. I don't know if it was Russians or what. Russians. It went to drafts.
She hasn't figured out how to use her Twitter account.
No, it's all right. No. There's no rush. It's not your fault.
So they're just going out now. It's good. Weird.
Okay. That's why, by the way, when you tweet it, Dawn, she'll usually respond in about 4 to 6 months is the average.
That's the average. It's, you know. I think it was a Wi-Fi issue. I don't know.
A Wi-Fi. Yeah, it could be a Wi-Fi.
Because they're going out now, which is fine.
There you go. Now you're hooked up to the company's Wi-Fi.
See?
See, that's what
smarty
happens.
Smarty pants.
It's like Joe's able to download his nudie pics now that he's on the company Wi-Fi. So,
hey, my phone's clean.
I'm sure it is. You have a burner. I've seen the burner phone for your pictures. Joe likes the old school Playboys, you know, like from the 1950s when they were all covered up anyway, right, yeah. Joe?
They have great articles in there.
Great articles. So, you know, it's very, very good.
Just let me show an elbow.
Yeah, this, you know, very classy. 855-839-1210. Robert is in Clayton. Yes, Robert.
Hey, I just wanted to comment about the beard thing. You know, if you don't take a bath every day or a shower and you don't wash yourself, you know, you might be one of these guys that have dreadlocks down to their backside or, you know, they braid their beard or whatever. Yeah, those guys may have more bacteria than dogs. But if you bathe yourself every day, I can't see how that is inaccurate.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I think when they're getting in the shower, they're not washing the beard. They're forgetting about the beard.
Well, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's
Do you have a beard, Robert? Are you a member of the bearded community?
Yes, I am.
And
actually,
are you offended by this story, Robert?
Just a touch.
All right. But I can tell we hit a soft spot
but
here.
Robert is the exception because he shampoos the beard.
He shampoos and conditions.
I do my hair and I do
good.
My beard.
See,
Robert spends a good 45 minutes in the shower. I know this.
See, he's grooming.
Shampoos and conditions. He goes, he gets the beard treated.
Maybe.
What's that?
38, maybe.
38 minutes. I like it. You're a role model, sir. Okay? You are a role model for the rest of the bearded community, and I don't want you to forget that, all right?
Right, but that was just a too funny story. I commented on that in Facebook as well, but
good.
You know, it was, you know, that's just kind of a weird study to do.
Yeah,
one, and just to put it out there, like this is fact, was kind of strange to me.
I agree. On behalf of the bearded community, we apologize.
No, it's probably sponsored by a new antibacterial shampoo for beards.
Yeah, it's probably it's one of those stories.
I agree with that.
Big Razor. Listen to me. Big Razor's behind this, Robert.
All right? Everything in the media, well, not everything, but a lot of stuff in the media and on TV. I mean, it's all programmed,
you know, Robert, kind of spirit. Let me tell you who's behind this. Ready? The billionaires at Big Razor. They're behind this, Robert. All right?
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good day, Robert. Appreciate it very much. The billionaires at Big Razor. I'm telling you, Big Razor's sneaky. So now Bernie is getting hit by people on the left, and they're even calling him the W word, which is White Walker. He's a White Walker, and they're pointing this out to everybody. He walks around from he's always been white, but they've never mentioned it. It's never been an issue before for him. But now that he's a millionaire, he's a capitalist, and he's a cheapskater, doesn't give a lot of money to charity, and there's other socialist progressives who want the nomination, want to destroy him, ex-Hillary aide Jess McIntosh. And I'd be curious to know who she's supporting in this election, because I imagine she's getting paid. I imagine somebody's paying her, which is fine, but that's her motivation here, obviously. Go with me. I mean, let them attack each other. It's great. It's terrific to watch. But listen to what she says as she goes after old Bernie, cut 18.
Now made, you know, a few million dollars over the past few years because of his book. What do you make of the numbers? Obviously, the past year, his numbers fell, $500,000. But, I mean, all in, he's making a lot of money.
I actually don't see too much of a contradiction between being a millionaire and railing against a class that produces millionaires. Where I'm totally dumbfounded is that he has had 2 years to come up with the "so now I'm a millionaire" message, and his message is capitalist. He's literally saying, I made a product that the market wanted, and I got rich off of it, and all of you can do that, too. I would have, that's not his message. I would have suggested that maybe this is a moment to talk about how the system is rigged for people like him, white, male, privileged, with a platform, and that he would want to work to make sure that the system works for everybody. But instead, he just did this really defensive, it's not a crime to write a book, and I don't know where that's coming from or how that serves him.
Well, the problem is when you're Bernie Sanders and you rail against people paying their fair share, and you don't have the huge charitable donations, and you're not donating money to the IRS, you are a hypocrite.
I mean, again, there's no inherent hypocrisy in saying, I would prefer a socialist system, we live in this one, and I pay the taxes I owe. There's no inherent hypocrisy in that. But when he spent the weekend attacking a liberal outlet for correctly citing that he has changed in his speeches, railing against millionaires and billionaires, to railing against multimillionaires and billionaires, the defensiveness just shows it really undermines the integrity of his message, and the integrity of his message was what Bernie Sanders had.
That and the fact that we never called him a white guy before. He had that and the fact that we on the left never said he's white. But now we're doing that because he's got to go. So this trashing of Bernie is just glorious. It really is. They found an opening now, and they're latching on that Bernie Sanders is just another product of white privilege. He's just another white walker. Walking around Vermont with his four houses and his best-selling books because he's white and he's privileged. This is it's the death warrant from the left. I mean, you get called the white privilege guy, you're done. You are done. It's Sollozzo writing your death warrant here. You're on the hit list. It's only a matter of time till they get him. And that's, of course, because they want to get him out of the race because they have other people who want to become president and probably somebody paying her and other people to slam Bernie now that they finally have figured out, wow, we can go after him for being just another privileged white guy. Look at this. And I say, fantastic. Just keep it coming. Just keep it coming. Speaking, by the way, of socialists who'd like to get rid of Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would like to run for president, too. Of course, the problem is she's not 35 yet, and she doesn't want to make herself irrelevant, but she had to address it. So she was asked on this in a podcast, Cut 8.
But you're not excited about a Joe Biden candidacy.
That does not particularly animate me right now.
Because?
I think a lot of issues. One, I think that there's a, you know, I can understand why people would be excited by that. This idea that we can go back to the good old days with Obama, with Obama's vice president, and I think, you know, there's an emotional element to that, but I don't want to go back.
No.
I want to go forward.
There you go. And that's because Joe Biden's another old white guy who's benefited from white privilege.
I don't want to go back. I want to go forward.
That's it. So Biden's dead to them, too. So now they're going after Biden. They're going after Bernie. It's just it's an amazing thing to watch. Amazing to watch. And they'll start going after Mayor Pete, too, because he's another white guy. And they'll also start going after Beto O'Rourke if he doesn't wind up dropping out himself because he's a dope. This is what happens. Because if you're called a White Walker in the Democratic Party, that is the worst thing you can be. A privileged White Walker walking around making all your money and not giving any to charity and not giving it all away. And he should be giving it all away. And that's the point that they're making. Those guys should be giving it all away. They don't want to go back. By the way, and I found this amazing too. Bernie took a shot at Fox News, even though he went on Fox News last night. This is amazing to me. They have this town hall, and he jabs him. He takes a good shot at him here. Cut 13.
How can you challenge the idea that socialism is bad in the minds of the public?
You might have asked them, not me. But
is this going to be a constant thing?
No.
It
will not.
All right.
All right. You ask me fair questions, I will give you fair answers.
Thank you, sir.
That's the deal.
And you know, not everybody thought that I should come on this show.
And we appreciate it.
All right. Your network does not necessarily have a great deal of respect in my world, but I thought it was important for me to be here and have a serious discussion about serious issues.
My world is a fantasy. It's a fantasy world, but and the people in my world, they don't watch TV because they don't have TVs in my world. So I'm here tonight, and at least people will watch me for a change. When I go on MSNBC, nobody watches. And I go on that the Lesser Cuomo's show, nobody's ever seen me on that. I go on that show, I ask people, did you see me? Have you seen me? I was on the Cuomo show. And they go, no, we didn't see you. So at least tonight, I'll be on your network that everybody hates, but at least they'll see the Bernie on the hate channel. And then I'll get some hate chicken after.
Your network does not necessarily have a great deal of respect in my world.
But dragons do. And fairies. And candy. In my world. It's all free in my world.
Okay, well, that's the little shot he took. And then, of course, the president took a shot at Fox News for having Bernie on last night. So there you go. Okay, live at Citizens Bank Park. And I got to tell you, we're in the NovaCare broadcast booth, and it is right next to Shake Shack, and the smell is driving me crazy. It smells so damn good. Just a greasy, delicious Shake Shack burger right now. And fries.
Is that where we're going to go after the show?
I mean, I think it's what we need. It's not vegan, but it'll do. You know, oh man, Dawn, I wish it's driving me insane right now. It smells so good. 855-839-1210 is the number. Phil's taking on the Mets tonight. And they have a lot of new food here at the ballpark. They have a burger wrapped. It's a burger. It's a donut, and then a burger in between the donut, which is fantastic. And you know, it's the kind of thing that will be illegal if Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan comes to fruition. I think it's it's Hatfield Dollar Dog Night tonight too. You know what that means?
What?
Dollar dogs. So, dollar hot dog. Hot dogs for everybody for a buck. Can't beat that. Oh, the Shake Shack smells so good.
He's literally not able to concentrate on anything.
I know. You always make us hungry.
I know.
Every day,
I know.
It's food, food, food.
But this is new, and they just opened this right next to the booth. And so every time I walk out of the booth, I smell it. And I'm going, oh, my God, it's driving me nuts, you know. I like Shake Shack. It's good.
You know? I can just imagine it's 5:49 right now. There's all these people driving home, and you're talking about Shake Shack. It's like, honey. We're having Shake Shack.
We're having Shake Shack tonight.
It's the best advertisement you could ever do for them.
And they're not even paying me.
I know, exactly.
Oh,
they should.
Cheap.
Yeah.
They're not even paying for this. It's all free. Hello, little girl. It's all free.
No, she's waving at me. Waving back. Very nice family. A lot of people walking by the booth.
We have a crowd out here, Dawn.
We do have a crew. They're wondering who the hell we are, but, you know, it's fine. It's good. Because we're on radio. They can't always recognize us, you know. And then people don't realize that we're on the air. We can't talk to them through the glass, but that's okay, too. I don't mind. It's all right. It's okay. It's really all right.
They stare at us like we're fish.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in an aquarium right now in this booth. they had a big announcement today. Dawn was there for the big announcement of the All-Star Game. Lots of legends, right? And politicians, too, were there.
Yeah, so. It was exciting. I did not expect all the Phillies players to be there. Because in the press release, they just said Governor Tom Wolf, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney. They went through all of the dignitaries.
Yeah.
But I think what most people want to see are, you know, from past, present, all these Phillies showing up.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
And you're tweeting out pictures and video, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I figured out it's because my videos were too long, and that's what took forever.
Right. Right.
Quit laughing.
No, I'm just saying somebody needs to help you work your social media.
Dawn's videos are like sort of like the Ken Burns Civil War documentaries.
Not
videos
true.
About
they're good
three hours.
You will like them when you see their high quality videos right there.
I can't wait.
I know.
So, you ever see those state cars on the road? People, it says that, you know, if you see this state vehicle being misused and there's an 800 number to call, you ever see that?
Yeah.
This is from NJ.com. Drivers of state cars really shouldn't give people the finger, but that's exactly what happened at least three times. When you're behind the wheel of a car with state government license plates, you probably shouldn't be blazing past the speed limit or weaving in and out of traffic like crazy or riding the tail of your fellow drivers. And giving someone the finger is a terrible idea, but state workers are accused of doing this all the time. A total of 298 complaints were filed about state vehicles and people driving and giving the finger and speeding and cutting people off. Oh, man. You know what it is, too? When you drive and you see a government car misbehaving and there's an 800 number and you're having a bad day, you're taking it out on that 800 number. Am I right? It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
You just lay into them. Because they're driving a car and it's a state car and they're cutting you. You're cutting me off? You're not cutting me off. Oh, give me the finger? Watch this. 800-992-2761. I love it. So the big story today, of course, was Bernie Sanders, but also that the Mueller report will be released, on Thursday, when then, of course, Christie will be there to talk about it with us as well. I mentioned earlier in the show that they're going to come after Beto O'Rourke next. Sure enough, as I predicted, one of our Zioli Army members tweeted this to me, deplorable 2015. Yep, Beto's on the block too. Beto O'Rourke and his wife earned $370,412 in 2017 and donated just $1,166 to charity.
Oh my God.
That's less than 1/3 of 1% of their income. Don't you love these people who tell you how to spend your money and you got to give more of it to government so they can take care of this person, that person, whoever, and then they have money and they don't give it to anybody. They're the biggest cheapskates. 1/3 of 1% of the O'Rourke's income went to charity. Bernie, it was 1/1024th of his income. That's actually too high. Bernie gave 3%. 3.4% of his income to charity. I love these people. They want you to pay more and then and decide what to do with your money. But with their money, they are the biggest tightwads. They are so tight with their own money. It's amazing to me. So, they're coming after Beto now because he's a cheapskate, too. Imagine that. Wow.
Plus, he earned $300,000 a year, which is not, you know.
And he's a white guy.
Yeah, white guy.
And he's white. Which, remember last week I pointed out to you, the best thing you can do is call him Beto, because the Latinos are all mad that he's trying to appropriate their culture. Like, he's not a Beto. This guy's the whitest guy in the room, and he goes by Beto, so they come after him for that. So you call him Beto, and you make them all mad, because they're going, why is this guy, he's just another privileged white guy, why is he calling himself Beto? You know, like, call yourself Cheech. Why not run around Cheech, you know?
I think you need to call him Cheech.
Cheech and Chong.
I know, I get it. I'm
just saying. But it's cultural appropriation, you see, is what that is. So there you go. All right? So that's good. So Bernie Sanders is cool with capitalism.
Cheech O'Rourke.
Cheech O'Rourke in the room. Oh, you mean Beto? No, Cheech now. I go by Cheech. Changed it. Yeah. I want to try to represent. Robert Francis, they call me Cheech. No, they don't. Nobody calls you that. Nobody calls you Beto either, but hey, you got it. And then Bernie, who said, I wrote a best-selling book. If you write a best-selling book, you can be a millionaire too. That's the big advice tonight, the big capitalist advice. It's capitalism for me, but not for thee. That's Bernie Sanders' big takeaway last night from the... And also, healthcare is free, not when you actually get the service, but it's... Well, actually, I should rephrase. It's free when you walk in the doctor's office in the sense that you don't get a bill. But you're paying it in taxes and premiums up the wazoo. But it's free when you go. So you go and you don't get a bill. It's like I said, you pay to go to Disney World and you get to ride all the rides. The rides aren't free. They're just not charging you at the ride. That's Bernie Sanders' healthcare plan. It's the all-inclusive resort. Go to any bar you want. They're not going to charge you. It's free. No, it's not. I paid to come here. There's nothing free about it. Are we doing that thing with the
yes,
Twitter
we are,
thing?
Sir.
All right, then we should do it. Let's do it.
I'm going to give it to Serendipity. She says, Rich, your megaphone Bernie impressions are the antibiotic to the UTI of the actual Bernie Sanders we're all forced to endure. The cure for the burn is a course of Zioli.
See that?
I just
beautiful.
I like the UTI reference. I think it's funny.
I love it.
Serendipity wins Twitter
well
today.
Done.
The Phillies versus Mets edition.
The Citizens Bank Park
Citizens
edition.
Bank, NovaCare broadcast booth edition.
The Shake Shack is making me hungry edition.
Rich Zioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.